time now for your letters, and many of you have written in response to stories in recent weeks about various religious activities taking place around the country. Some have been pleased with what they have heard, others have not been so pleased. Pam McFarlane of Los Angeles writes, "Recently I have noticed the percentage of religious content creeping upward on your show. If I wanted to listen to this kind of thing, I would tune in to one of the religious stations. NPR used to provide an alternative to the programming in the marketplace. I will stop listening to and supporting NPR if it drifts more and more into becoming a mouthpiece for religion. You can't have it both ways." On the other hand, Mike Hartley of Erie, Pennsylvania writes, "As a Christian, I find myself interested, usually anyway, when your organization takes an interest in religious matters. Sometimes it feels as though your reporters or commentators are overmatched by the subject matter, but I do appreciate the perspective of intelligent, analytic people who take an interest in concerns I care about." Dennis Sidwell of Jackson, South Carolina, responded to a variety of listener letters objecting to stories about religion and society and about the amount of rock and roll music we have on the show. "I am 64 years old. I voted for Bush. I am conservative in most things," Mr. Sidwell writes. "I listen to NPR from 30 minutes to 2 hours a day. I listen because you have interesting material and different points of view from my own. I have sent one email expressing my difference with a guest, but have never threatened to stop listening or stop sending my money. If I really don't like the program or content, I turn off the radio or change the station. What a concept." Mr. Sidwell adds a P.S. "I listen to Rush Limbaugh when work allows." Please let us know what's on your mind. Just go to npr.org, click on the Contact Us link, and follow the directions. We're sorry it's a bit cumbersome, but due to the extremely high amount of spam we received at our old email address, we had to go with a system that works through the NPR website. We appreciate your patience, and we very much appreciate your letters. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.